The Designer by Marius Gabriel. Performed by Saskia Merleveld.
Copper had only been married for 18 months and did not consider herself an expert on marital relationships. But she fancied she knew when a marriage was in trouble, and she was pretty sure her own was. As she listened to her husband interview the French partisan, she reflected on the advice she'd gleaned from the women's magazines that were, in the absence of a mother or available friends, her source of wisdom. She didn't nag, pester, or complain. She certainly didn't constantly demand new dresses, yet she successfully avoided looking slovenly and unkempt. As for not dishing up unappetizing meals served on unclean crockery and stained linen, she did her best, given the constraints of wartime Paris. But refraining from all those sins didn't mean she knew where her husband had been until 2 a.m. that morning, or whose lipstick was smeared on his uniform collar, or why he had taken to treating her like a part of the furniture.
"Is there anything to eat?"
Amory Heathcote asked, tossing her a sheet of scribbles. As his assistant, it was her job to type up his shorthand notes, so they could be sent back to the States by the news service. As his wife, she also provided a movable household, surrounding Amory with comforts, catering to his needs, and insulating him from life's discomforts as far as possible. "There's wine, bread, and cheese." Her husband looked displeased.
"Nothing else?"
"I'll ask the landlady." The citizens of newly liberated Paris were touchingly generous with gifts to Americans. But since the French themselves were half-starved, provisions were not easy to come by. She went to see the landlady and returned with a prize of half a French sausage and four boiled eggs. Amory and François Giroux were smoking on the tiny terrace overlooking the Rue de Rivoli, which still bore scars from the street battles of the recent Paris uprising. They were watching an American patrol of four soldiers flirting with a group of French girls, whose laughter floated up from the street.
"You know what we call your GIs," Giroux said. "We call them chewing gum soldiers."
"That doesn't sound very grateful," Copper said. Giroux scowled at the scene below.
"They swagger around Paris, handing out candy bars. We're not children."
"They're just trying to be kind."
"I am a Frenchman and a communist, madame. I prefer to be under nobody's boot, German or American."
"I wonder if you'll ever forgive us for liberating you," Copper said. French pride, after years of humiliation and misery under the Nazi occupation, was like a hedgehog, prickly on the outside and sensitive underneath.